Good afternoon, everybody, and good evening from here. And for so many of us, it is the Thanksgiving Day in America. And I know how busy many of you must be, so I'm happy to see that there are also some Americans here taking a little time out from your otherwise demanding schedule. I just want to say, maybe a little differently than what I've been saying, that we all have so much to be thankful for. The externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ are underway. And no matter the difficulties through which we are passing with this, well, outrageously handled COVID epidemic. So many have died unnecessarily due to selfishness and materialism. It is part of the death that the rider on the secret, from the secret place must have to fulfill his purpose. It is a plutonic scouring, cleansing, healing, which is coming before us. There is a great destiny before the soul of humanity, and it will overcome the dweller on the threshold during the Aquarian age. And although things can look very fraught at the moment, we will prevail. Our greatest thankfulness is the solicitude of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet to uplift all of us, to uplift humanity to the point where we can begin to deeply appreciate the beauty, the bliss, the joy of our beautiful planet and our great solar system under the guidance of the solar logos. When we look at things from the esoteric point of view, then that thankfulness has to be spread far and wide. We will continue our U.S. Vigil. There are still many obstacles to be overcome, no question about it. And the forces of obstruction are still fighting to disenfranchise the will of the people. And that could extend all the way globally, if not well handled. But I think we will manage, and we will persist as if we will manage. So to all of you in America, a beautiful, joyful Thanksgiving, where we can understand the roots of our gratitude. And to all of you all over the world, thank you for your support in this battle for democracy, which is essentially basically the will of every one of us, the expression of the will of every one of us in all countries to be expressed and not to be overcome by selfish powers. So happy Thanksgiving to all and deep gratitude. And I'll turn this over to Tuya, who will lead the meditation.
Welcome, dearest friends, and happy Thanksgiving also around the world. It is important every now and then remember the power of the gratitude. So let us all find that in our hearts, the gratitude. Master Dike says, central will to good can be reached by the man whose own will to good is a living, practical experience, and the more than goodwill is expressed, the more easily will you discover and cooperate with the divine plan and follow the guiding hand of God in world affairs. Let us unite in our hearts consciously with each other. And when we are standing in this sacred circle of brothers and sisters, let us find this gratitude in us, the power of gratitude. And the joy of doing Master's work. This unites us, and this energy of joy is this typical energy what should be recognized, who are the real workers of the Christ. Let us now link consciously with our souls and create a triangle between our soul, mind, and the brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Oh. Let us now align with our solar angel, who is also connected with the solar angel of United States. And we align with the solar angel of the US, who is now facing the dweller on the threshold on the national level at this moment of time. We align with the Dharma of the soul of US, I light the way. And visualize that lighted way. We evoke the recognition of that light, which is in the soul of US. And how now the nation of United States will and can light the path of life in United States and in the world for all. And recognize the quality of that light. See this light shining through the triangle, which is formed by the centers of Washington, Los Angeles, and New York. New York, the throat center. Visualize silvery blue, the blue predominating while we are sounding on. Los Angeles, the heart center. Visualize the light of glowing golden color while we are sounding Om. Washington, the head center, which is divided into two, the center between the eyebrows, the astral center, and the top of the head center. But now we concentrate upon the astral center and we visualize the fourfold colors, the rose and yellow, blue and purple, while sounding Om, rose and yellow, blue and purple, while sounding Om, through the center of Washington. This is the main triangle in the United States, so we will hold that very clearly, livingly, in our creative imagination. Through this triangle, the divine will is working through, and the plan is manifested. Let us recognize our own relationship with the hierarchy. And Master R, who is the regent for Europe and America? We are very aware of this time, which we are living, the final years of the Forerunner. Many plans will be laid for the coming future on 25. Master R, the Lord of Civilization, has certainly plan and plans for United States and for Europe. Just look at yourself and your Dharma in whatever country you are, and those who are from United States, you especially. What is your relationship with Master Rakoczy? And how you are going to be helping the plan to be manifested via United States of America. And those who are from Europe, for instance, how your relationship is for the Dharma of United States of Europe. The new civilization is on the way in all continents, and we all play a role. And that role is important to be realized and to be fulfilled. Contemplate that for a while. And now link with this motto, motto of I light the way, and envision that this light is shining now upon your Dharma, upon your path to be fulfilled, the plan on earth. Oh. Christ, the Lord Maitreya, is the leader for all of us. He said and promised to be present if two or more would gather in his name. Let us now gather in his name. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome his presence. We recognize his presence in the center of the group. Let us now perform the mudra, Dhyani mudra, or meditation and divine will. This is the mudra of the deity itself. Game in externalization of the hierarchy. Pray constantly and to your prayers at meditation and reflection. Behind the world pattern and structure stands its originator, its planner, its motivating energy, its central will, its living creator. It's God. Seek by prayer to reach that central will and point of life, thus blending yourself with the sensed divine objective and identifying your will with the divine will. We hold this mudra and implement by holding this divine will in the performance of the mudra. We all stand now in one big circle around the governmental triangle. We work now occultly by using colors. We use the color rose, which is the color of the sixth ray, the personality ray of United States. But rose is the esoteric color of the sixth ray. It acts upon the nervous system and will bring towards vitalization, bringing the new fresh impulse, and to remove all depression and symptoms or debilitations. It increases the will to live according to the law. We sound three times Om and visualize every time beautiful rose color pouring in and through that point. White House, executive branch of government. Capitol, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. We withdraw our outgoing consciousness from the periphery to the point of silence within the head, to the place where the gold and the blue meet, blend and merge. We feel the other silence. We stand in silence, holding the mudra for 3 minutes. Still holding the mudra, imagining the Christ standing in the center of the triangle. Now we work with the color indigo blue, midnight blue, the soul ray color of United States, synthesizing all the problems in one great periphery of love wisdom, union between all. We sound again three times Om through the centers, and then we hold again 3 minutes silence, breathing in the indigo blue via the center into the whole United States, the aura of United States, helping the people find the soul in this all and establish the soul values. White House. Capitol. Supreme Court. Silence. We prepare ourselves now for the group invocation. As the members of human family we stand, we have the right to express our will in this sacred circle in unison with the group. We again feel the inner utter silence. We have entered into its sacred space and we are aware of it. We hold 1 minute silence for fusion and union of the group and for opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. The great invocation number two, let us say together. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with masked intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad. Almighty One, let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. TK, the real work of reconstruction will be done by those who, in the silence of their own hearts, have walked with God and learned His ways. let us now call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies, to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Visualize Archangel Michael, the protector of the Christ, standing between the dweller and the Christ and his forces. Keeping all these forces of the dweller in their own place. And now we do our own part, bringing the energies of protection. Visualize the Lord of Love standing in the center of the group and before us in our creative imagination. We visualize a wheel of fire with 7 spokes. See yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love pouring out from the sacred heart of the Christ. Visualize yourself and the group as we wear that hub. From that central position, we send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the covenantal triangle in all rainbow colors. The wheel spinning the protective energies and being spread into all the states of America. All states being protected by this living wheel of fire with its 7 streams of love. Now the clarion is heard. We will stand for the law. We stand for the victory of divine law on earth. We demand the law to be followed and established everywhere, in every state of the United States of America. In this sacred circle of brothers and sisters, we can now release the mudra. We state, may thy will be done, not ours. And with gratitude, we close our meditation. And if you wish now to wish to each other happy Thanksgiving, you can do that on the chat. And thank you for everybody for participating.